Stage 13 of the 2020 Tour de France ended on Puy-Marie, part of the Chaîne des Puy, an area of remnant ash cones and lava domes that were part of an enormous array of volcanoes covering the Auvergne area of central France. Puy-Marie has Tour de France history, first visited in 1959 when local legend Louis Bergot, also known as the Cantal Flea, he wasn't tall, was first to the top of the climb. It's a hard climb, an excellent place for a stage finish, but it's nowhere near as daunting or iconic in Tour history as its cousin, the mighty Puy de Dôme. At over 1,400 metres, the Puy de Dôme dominates the landscape west of Clermont-Ferrand. It's a mountain, something climbed for its own sake, a peak, not a pass, and the single corkscrew road that climbs to the top was a natural theatre for the Tour de France. The race doesn't visit the climb now. It's too big to fit on the mountain, but it has seen some of the most amazing and dramatic moments in Tour de France history. Fausto Coppi, dominant in 1952, heaving himself up the 20% slopes, adding time all the way to his eventual 30-minute overall victory margin. Federico Bahamontes dominating the time trial there in 1959, and a punch from an angry spectator that so winded Eddy Merckx in 1975, it not only lost him the Tour, but triggered the beginning of the end of his career. But none stand out like the battle between Jacques Anquetil and Raymond Poulidor in 1964. In the words of the great French cycling journalist Philippe Brunel, the Puy de Dôme will be forever connected with the Anquetil versus Poulidor duel. And it was a duel. It was cycling's gunfight at the OK Corral. It was also one of the best poker games ever played in Tour de France history, as Anquetil bluffed Poulidor out of his best chance ever of winning the Tour de France. Anquetil came into the 1964 race very tired. A few weeks before, he won the Giro d'Italia, but had to dig very deep to do it. Fighting a call from the great Fiorenzo Magni for all Italian riders to combine against Il Francese. Anquetil also had to fight the Tifosi, who pushed and shoved their favourites on the climb, causing Anquetil to remark, if they could have put them in their cars and driven them to the top, they would have done it. Poulidor was fresh. The Tour was his number one objective, and he pushed Anquetil for every pedal of the way. On the eve of the Puy de Dôme, with 3 days to go, Anquetil's lead over Poulidor was just 56 seconds. Not enough to be comfortable against a talented climber on an uphill finish in front of what was almost his home crowd. Anquetil and Poulidor went man on man up the Puy. Poulidor was super strong and forced the pace all the time, but nobody could suffer like Jacques Anquetil. In a display of sheer guts and determination, and in a fury of sweat and rasping breath, Anquetil refused to follow, but rode side by side with Poulidor after the group hit the bottom and exploded. At first, Poulidor made the pace. Anquetil, grey-faced, hollow-cheeked, crouched low over his bike, was always half a wheel behind. But that's all. No matter how hard Poulidor pushed, he couldn't shake Anquetil. He couldn't distance him by more than that half a wheel. Poulidor decided to make a violent attack. But as he recalled later, with just over 2 kilometres to go, Anquetil edged ahead of me. It was a move calculated to rattle Poulidor, to buy Anquetil time. How strong is Anquetil? How strong am I? Dare I attack? Those questions were written all over Poulidor's face. They would have been answered if he could see his rival. Anquetil looked like death. Only pride was keeping him in position. But he couldn't see Anquetil's face. Anquetil had gone ahead to prevent just that. Poulidor hesitated, dithered. What should he do? Eventually he had his answer, but by then it was too late. Even Anquetil couldn't keep up the bluff. He slipped back slightly and Poulidor pounced. He attacked, but Anquetil still fought. For 400 metres the gap between them grew so slowly. That changed with 900 to go. Poulidor gained time from them, but it was not enough. Anquetil had saved the day with tactical nous and bloody-minded courage. A few days later, in Paris, he became the first man ever to win 5 Tours de France. Anquetil never seriously contended a Tour again. Maybe Poulidor didn't beat him. But like the crazy fan who punched Eddie Merckx 11 years later, he triggered the beginning and the end of his great rival's racing career.